Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out of the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Bomb.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Randy Brand.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records revealing that each of the rappers are coming up, get them put on. We needed the platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with Witches.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics and shadow design. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows. Plenty of content to you to do. Everything free to download and stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real.
We got
trouble
with
you,
we fight our bitch, we represent. All them chillers on the mic and we show love to all you fans.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's UGS for life, dog. Hip-hop AD, representing for them legends. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hips. Two-pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's the Murder Master Music Show. Free the homie gangsta, bro. I see these rappers on these streets. I got my chopper about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Keep it
live
forever, bitch, we coming hella strong. I see you feeding for the show.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Perez. This is episode 578, Murder Master Music Show, only at UGSforLife.com. Tonight we got a special show. Actually, our guest tonight was inspired by one of the interviews we did last year. We did an interview with JT, the bigger figure. JT was speaking about getting shot in Atlanta with an AK-47. Our guest tonight, you know what I'm saying, Caleb, he was shot. He was put in a wheelchair. He's got an inspirational story he's going to share with us. But also, this dude is a fire rapper. I mean, this guy's got flame spits. I'm telling you, this guy is very talented. He sent me music. I was really surprised, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we get a lot of people that reach out to us, man. Shout out to everybody that does. You know, sometimes we just don't get the music, you know what I'm saying, that adds up. And this guy sent me some good music, you know what I'm saying? Got to hear his story. We got to hear what he has to say because he's an inspiration to a lot of people. A lot of people, they want to be inspired nowadays. Everything's doom and gloom. People turn on the TV, all they see is disaster and crazy politics, and it's a nightmare. So the youth, you know, they need inspiration. They need to be able to look up to somebody, and you know what I'm saying, we definitely have a person like that on the show tonight. Let's bring him on. This is the homie Caleb. How you doing, Caleb?
How you doing, Scott? I'm hanging in there, man. Keep my head up.
Man, I tell you what, first and foremost, thank you for reaching out to me. What inspired you the most about that interview, what JT was saying? What really you motivated?
Well, JT the big homie, shout out to big homie JT for one, he's the big homie. And two, he survived it. And he glorified God at the same time. And he's saying that, you know, he took care of a lot of people during the accident or whatever it was. I didn't get the full description of it, but he said during the accident or the shooting, I won't say that if that AK didn't take his life, that he's here for a real reason, you know. And he take care of a lot of people down in Atlanta, but he went from California, which was one war zone, to Atlanta, which he thought he can not like escape, you know, the reality where he was at. You know, with the game banging and all that stuff out there in California, to actually go down there and it almost took his life. He said, from freaking, he never got shot in California. Then as soon as he get down to Atlanta and starting to put in a little work, and he got shot. And with that rifle, I know what that rifle can do. And he's alive, man. I said, man, let me reach out because I got shot my lower back close range, and I'm still alive. And I feel, man, is blessings, man. You know, it's painful in the physical and the natural, but man, I'm here for a real reason, man.
Yeah, most definitely, most definitely. Now you said you're a survivor of you know what I'm saying, being shot as well. Man, if you can, what happened to you, and how old were you when this occurred?
I was 24. I had just I quit selling drugs and gang banging. Probably around 21. Just got tired, so I would go out in Los Angeles with my cousin Lamont Bruce. I would go out there and try to wean myself away from the environment and those experiences, and start working a job. Man, was actually riding a bike back and forth to work and was loving it. You know, used to have a nice car and stuff like that, but just not have to live in that lifestyle anymore, man, felt good. And I felt like I was reconnected back to God. And went to a club one night and took a slight altercation with a guy earlier. And later on that night, I got shot close range in my lower back. Yeah, I mean, he set me down in his wheelchair. This was June, in mid-June 2000. This was 18 years ago.
So this was 18 years ago. Now, you said you went out to stay with your cousin, Lamont Bruce. And for those who don't know, he was heavyweight champ of the world at one time. Correct? Or?
Yeah, I was out there with him. Yeah, I was out there. Matter of fact, his father told me to go out there, and he told me don't come back. But I had a pistol charge here that I was fleeing away from, too, at the time. And we thought it'd be best if I come back and face that instead of running from that. And I came back, and then it happened shortly after that.
And here you are, you're a young man, you're 24 years old. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to survive in the streets as it is, and this occurs. Man, what happened? Did you have to, surgery or rehabilitation?
No. My mother had to make a decision to remove the bullet or keep the bullet in. If they would have removed the bullet, it could have leaked some spinal fluid, which can cause meningitis, which my cousin died from. You know what I mean? And so she, you know, by me being in there, not responsive at the time, being sedative and all that, she thought it'd be best, you know what I mean, to get in there. And we just working around it at this point. But now I got a bullet lodged in my lower back, my L2 disc.
So it's still there to this day.
It's right here.
Now you live with this. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people that get shot, you know what I'm saying, a lot of them give up. You know what I'm saying? What gives you the drive and the motivation to keep moving forward, knowing that someday you're going to walk again?
I just got a real relationship with God. I know who he is. I just know who he is just by experience. And that's called faith, belief, in layman terms. But I believe in God. I got a real personal relationship with God. That this bullet couldn't even, you know, it couldn't separate, you know. So just having hope, man, and actually doing better from me getting shot, because I couldn't move at first, you know. I was absolutely paralyzed, couldn't move, couldn't feel nothing. They said I wasn't going to have any kids. I popped out twins like 3 years after that. I popped out twins, and that right there built in my faith a little bit. And the whole little 18 years that I've been in this situation, God just been showing me who he is, and quit looking at people and look at him. So that kind of keep you balanced, not from having a lot of depression, keep you from having not a lot of anxiety, because your mind stayed on him, you know. So it's just a personal relationship with God. That's what keep me built up and strong.
Well, so when you heard the JT, story, you automatically could relate to what he was going through during his recovery. Off top, and sadly, this happens all the time. So many people are victims of violence and being shot as we speak. You know, Chicago, I remember in 2012, they said Chicago had more murders than all of Afghanistan. How do we stop this? And Chicago is one of the places, one of the most strictest gun laws too. So I mean, there's got to be some loophole, something going on somewhere that's creating this. I think it's a mixture of several things. I mean, you got poverty, you got you know, kids running around without guidance.
Yeah.
What are you seeing now? You know what I'm saying? When you go and you speak to the children and tell them your story.
When I go speak, when I just was, I went to 42, like beginning of this summer, and the first day, because I was going to Muncie for some therapy, so I would shoot up to Muncie, then I would come right off the highway, and I shoot up to school 42 where I was raised at. When I was living here before I was staying in Georgia, like I would come home in summertime, we'd go to eat lunch during the summer programs they have at 42. So I was raised at school 42, so I was giving back to those kids, which I know because that's my neighborhood. So I would get off the highway coming back from Muncie, and the first time I did that, I went and spoke to the kids, and it reminded me of like a small penitentiary. And I came home, and I actually cried my way to sleep because I just seen it for what it was, and those kids just seemed like they just have no hope and no love. And I think the problem I see is a lack of love. These kids is receiving a lack of love, man, and it's a perpetual cycle. You know what I mean? Because love makes things grow, man. Love makes things grow, man. So without that, this is what you're going to get amongst our community anyway. I'm just speaking on the black community. Is a lack of love and frustration, man. You know, you can't tell a starving kid to do this and that, give him some type of instruction when his stomach hurts. So he gonna go out there and get it how you think he should be able to get it. So that's a lack of love, yeah. Man, is what I see.
Lack of love. And plus, many people, you're in a kill or be killed situation many times. If everybody's got a gun around you, you almost have to have one. That's really messed up, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're right. There's got to be more love. There's got to be more things, more positive, you know, centers in the community and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. What about, you know what I'm saying, the music side of things, you know what I'm saying? How did all this inspire you to want to do music?
Well, my favorite rapper, when I started, like, when I was in the prime of my plight, DMX was my rapper, you know what I mean? But he talked about Christ, too, a lot in his music. You know, even though he was going through his battles, he would still give God the glory in some of his music. Not all of it, in some of it. And that's what I liked, that balance that he would have. And that was my favorite rapper. So I had went to California, actually met dude, you know what I mean? Good dude, too, man. Humble. Not a lot of security. I ain't seen with none. He was at the phone booth by himself, and I met him. But that was my favorite rapper in the late 90s. And, man, I said, man, look, I'm about to start writing music and start talking about God like Big Bruh. And so laying here one day, I said, man, I might start writing a book, but I don't want to. I said, so let me write music. And then, it can, you know, good music, It people listen to it, just you don't have to do too much. You know what I mean? You don't have to press it too much. All you got to do is release it and God to do the rest, but it take care of itself. And I believe working with the kids, and that all my music is with kids and for kids also. You know, so if you hear anybody on my music singing or rapping, it's a child. And that's also, so if I make it, that the kids that's also on my projects, they can have an opportunity to make better decisions, and me can coach him on, especially not going through what I'm going through, because what I took my mother through, I didn't like that. For her to get to, for me to talk to her after the injury and tell her I couldn't move and to hear her cry like that, I said, no, I got to be better. Even though I was in that process, in that transition, just in the situation, I got to do as much as I can. So I started writing music, and DMX was a very good inspiration to that. Is very inspirational, very inspiring. DMX.
Caleb, I really commend you too for getting the youth involved, because you know what we hear in hip hop today. There's a lot of misguided youth. They don't have, you know what I'm saying, somebody to come and mentor them. But with you, you're doing that. You're finding talented kids, Who are some of the kids you've already worked with? I know we got features on this song we're about to play, which is called Champion. Tell us about this song.
That's Haley Scheller. I want to make a song. I got an original version of that Champion, which is All Ministry. So I try to lighten it up a little bit. So how I got to work with her, I was leaving the studio one day, and it's the producer's daughter. She was sitting at the couch right there when you're leaving out the door, coming out the studio. She was sitting right there at the couch, and she stopped my chair, man, and actually started singing. And she reminded me of Cyndi Lauper. And I love Cyndi Lauper, especially that Time After Time. I remember when No Limit, they redid that. So I said, look, I said, when she started singing, I said, wait, stop real quick. I said, I got an idea for us. So I wanted to redo that Time After Time. And I called a testimony because I'm talking about my struggles and life trials and stuff like that on it. But I haven't did anything with it because it is Cyndi Lauper's song. I just redid it. But that's how I started working with Haley, because it seemed like she auditioned for me, and I kind of respected it, you know what I mean? She heard me in there blowing on that microphone and telling my story, and she liked the way I glorified God. I think that's what really got her. She said she was tired of hearing people come in through that studio talking about this, talking about that. And I think what I was talking about, the message that I had, is what really caught her attention. And I think that's right there, that same gem, that same jewel, that same diamond is going to catch a lot of people's attention. And that's what that is. That's how I got to working with her. But I put her two brothers on it and my two sons on it. So it was like five kids, her two brothers, my two sons, and her, which is on the original Champion. But I redid that. And that's the song that you have today. And it's just me and Haley Scheller. Out of here, out of Indianapolis. She's 14 now. Her birthday was on the 6th. I've been dealing with her for 4 years since she was 10. And she's strong enough to what you hear in Champion, she had built herself up to that. And it's a great cry that you hear when you hear her sing. And she's 14. We recorded that 2 years ago.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Happy birthday to her. Before we go to the show, we're going to get the line real quick. We got got somebody in line. Area code 984. How you doing? Welcome to the show tonight. You got a question for our guest, Caleb?
Hi.
Hello.
How you doing? Yes, sir.
984. You got a question? All right. We're gonna go. I'll tell you what. We'll just go straight to the music. 984 is not too talkative tonight, but that's cool, man. Some people just want to listen, you know. They're going to get a taste of some real talent right here, man. As we go into this song, you know, you just broke it down, but, man, before we give them a listen, describe your style. What kind of music, you know what I'm saying, do you do? You know what I'm saying? What kind of rhyme flow patterns do you have? I mean, as far as your flow and your delivery. How would you describe yourself?
As I feel it, you know, I just go as I feel it. Because in this song, Champion, it's like three different flows that's on it, you know. And the craft is just not real polished yet, you know what I mean? It's still being redefined. So it's just, you know, I don't know to nobody, but I know what I'm saying on there is very, very catchy. And it's constructive. It's productive, and it's real. It ain't something I read. It's something what I know. So, and it's a beautiful song, and it's Champion because it's a lot of victory in there. And it ain't because of me. It's because the man who made me. So, and her, when you hear her cry too, she's been through a lot. So when you hear her blow, it's because she's been through a lot too. So we make a good couple. You know, we make a good team. We make a good partnership. So it's called Champion.
I will be right back with Caleb. Don't go nowhere.
Let's go. Prayer language is impeccable. Sounded like it's in Spanish, idiot. Copy of a praise of God. For a second chance, dancing in the spirit. Lovers are romance. Sweet savor, smelling the fragrance. Witness sing imperfection. Very confident. Expect a bigger air. I got a heritage. Springtime, bubble tea, spilling.
other than a sacrifice. Hoping that these babies make it to better days, waiting to celebrate, contemplate, seeking truth, standing on a rock, looking sky, singing to the broken hearts they said they found, walking on a mountaintop, looking at the raindrops, shadow of the rainbow, silver line of the sunshine, deep brown bloodline.
She in a little situation right now, and once she gets a little situation, then we reunite. You know, she in a little situation right now, but we in talks now. I'm talking to the people that, you know, the authorities about the situation, and that's my teammate right there. Yeah, she's 10 years old exactly, and she done got a lot stronger, man, harmonizing better. No, she's coming along, man. Haley Scheller.
So she was 10 when she recorded that. Now she's 14.
Nah, she wasn't 10 when she recorded that. Then she just turned 14. It's probably about a year ago. She was 13 when we recorded that. Yeah, 13.
Very talented. Both of you guys are very talented. You're an excellent MC, my friend. I know you got the skills to rap. You know, what is your favorite style of production? Do you like more of a, that right there was like a universal vibe. You know what I'm saying? Like, that could be played anywhere, anyplace, anytime. But you, as a preference, do you like West Coast, East Coast? What kind of style?
I'm a West Coast dude. I'm West Coast. I like the lifestyle. See, West Coast is a lifestyle. You know what I mean? I like that lifestyle out there. You know what I mean? Yeah. I even said something about in one of the ad libs. I said palm trees, thinking about a couple of them bars in there. I was thinking about L.A. when I wrote that song. I put palm trees in there in the first verse.
Yeah, so
yep,
I mean,
L.A. West Coast.
A lot of talent out there in the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, so there's definitely. You know what I'm saying? A lot of talent here, and you said you guys are going to work on a project in the future. Are you going to do any solo stuff, or are you going to wait till you got a situation where you can record more with her?
I'm going to do more with her, but right now I'm about to go solo. My producer, we in the talks now. I had to find another producer. You know, I had to find another one. The one I had wasn't consistent. I think I'd have had an album if the situation would have been better, but. You know, I can't dwell on that. The situation is about to be real good now. I found a pure producer, and he loves what he doing. He loves what he doing. I love what I do. We're gonna mix those together, and we're gonna come up with some great projects. So yeah, I plan on doing an album. I plan on her being on it, and I'm planning on releasing her as a solo artist also on my label, Grand Figley. So that's the plan. And if God agree with that, then it's a go. It's a green light.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. And you know, when you drop, we definitely want to bring you back. But we're definitely not done here tonight, though. We got another dope track you sent me. I still want to chop it up with you for a little bit. I noticed we were talking about earlier, you know what I'm saying, your rehabilitation. How is that coming
mm-hmm.
along? Is there any chance that you might someday walk again?
We talking about it now because I can get up on a walker and the braces, and I made that known on Facebook. I wanted to inspire some people because I know it's a lot going on, especially in Indianapolis. They call it in Afghanistan. You know, it's a lot of murder going on, man. It's a lot of frustration. So I thought I would try to put some positive things on social media, let them know on my behalf, you know what I mean, if I can inspire you some way, at least kind of relax a little bit. That's why I started writing music. That's why if you listen to my music, it sounds the way it sounds, and what the content I put in there, you know, it's keep trying to keep people from feeling a certain way, to change their mind and mentality, man. Because when I was younger, I mean, I could nobody tell me nothing, you know, I was wild, man. So
yeah.
You know, so but look what I was listening to, look who I was hanging around. So when you change your, you know, some things, you know, tweak some things in your life, then you come out with better results. Like I got in school. Like, I want to go to college for business so I can know the business, because it is a business. You know, you can have talent, but it's also a business, too. And you want to be able to keep, you know, you want to reap what you sow. So I want to keep what I sow. So, yeah, an album. We're going to start working on it hopefully either the end of this month or as far as the walking go. We're waiting on a doctor from out there out west to get back with me with the instructions. And I'm waiting on some things from my doctors to put all this stuff together, man, to get up to be walking around and doing music and speaking to the kids, mentoring, like I do now. But it's going to get better, you know, and it's a great responsibility, but I can handle it. I've been through a lot, and it's just making me who I am. So I appreciate the process. It's really a blessing, and it's an honor from God.
Now, when you go speak to kids, you know what I'm saying? You're giving so much to them. It's a beautiful thing. But you got to get something back from that, too. I mean, as far as, you know what I'm saying, the love that you get from seeing them inspired by you, man.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like to be able to inspire the youth?
Man, when a kid come up and tell you something, man, like tell you something, I gave a young lady my jacket that I had got a little bit after my injury. I was putting it on in church one day, and I was taking my arm because of the chair. I sit down, so I put my jacket on. I had to take my sleeve and put my arm through it, so I had to turn my head a little bit. And I seen this young lady that works around the church. I seen her looking at me, put my arm in. I said, "You like your jacket?" She was like, "Yeah." I said, "You want it?" She said, "Yeah." Her mother, older people was talking about, "I want it." I said, "No, it's for the kids." To see her look at something like that, you know what I mean, like that, made me give it to her. And that was like my favorite jacket. I mean, I miss that jacket now, but I gave it to her to you know, put a smile on her face.
it's all about the kids, man, and loving on the kids, man, and let them know, shoot, y'all still got a soldier alive that love y'all, and I mean that, like, really. And, you know, I got to give back. That's my responsibility. That's what God put in my heart. You know what I mean? This ain't an act. He put that in my heart. That's something that's a desire that's there. And, you know, it feels good to be able to, because I didn't influence so many kids in a negative way because of my lifestyle, and God changed that. And that's what it is right now. Good music. Make sure I tell the truth, nothing but the truth. So help me, God, and just leave it at that. And that's my legacy.
Yeah, and that's a legacy that's going to live on forever and inspire people generations to come. Man, much props to you, man. Real talk, real talk.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it, Scott. Appreciate it.
No doubt, no doubt. Well, you know, I mean, I always want to at least hear what the people are talking about when they hit me up. You know what I'm saying? You not only had a positive story, but you also had great music, you know what I'm saying? Let's give them some more of that music. Then I want to come back, and I want to give you the floor, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm sure there's people going to be out there.
Yes,
sir. They might want to get you on the track, man. They might want to bring you down to speak to the youth in their community, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Which I recommend they do. This song here is called Beautiful, man. Why don't you tell us about this one?
Beautiful. Man, I was with my old man, and we was coming down, and that Janet Jackson came on, man, and it done something to me. I was like, I forgot who wrote that. It's like Janet Jackson. So I redid it, and I put a young lady at my church. She's 14, and Haley's on there, kind of blended them in on the hook, and you know, put two young ladies on there. She was 14 when she recorded that, and also when we recorded that song, man, a guy at this church heard the song and they invited her. Her name is Dorothy Kenny. They invited her to a talent show. She won $100 and a certificate, like, right after that, like, within a week's time. And I remember taking a certificate and I signed the back of it before she got laminated. So she got blessed right after that. It's called Beautiful. And I kind of put a little bit of why it's beautiful in the song. So when you listen to the song, I'm going to tell you why it's called Beautiful and why I'm saying the things I'm saying, because it's beautiful.
Real talk, man. We'll be right back, chop it up with Caleb a little bit more. Check out the song.
Where's my monumental, my prayers are effectual. I'm so grateful, this plate is palatable. Taste is residual, born again is beautiful. Walking invisible, eyes of an ego. Low as the train smoke, fill the tempo. Isaiah quoted, devoted to the people. Verbal principles, inexpressible. It's so wonderful, equal to ineffable. All that I go through, who else is reliable? Love undeniable, love unconditional. Indescribable, feelings are mutual. Formed unbreakable, born unshakable. Rebuke the diabolical, devil is impossible. Adorned as an admiral in general. Perpetual, handle life eternal.
Talking about Caleb, man.
How refreshing that is! How refreshing that is!
Smooth and laid back, man. That's the type of mood we all need to be in, man. Huge honor having you on the show. You know what I'm saying? Not only to hear the music, but you know, also to hear your story. And man, we look forward to having you on again in the future. But before we do get out of here, I want to make sure to give you the floor. And, you know what I'm saying, you know, give them your social media, you know, any shout-outs, man, whatever you want to do, it's all yours, bro.
I got a company and a ministry called Grand Figley. Figley is an Italian word for children. It means children or kids, so it means grandkids. And that word grand has significant, it's a significant title, because I'm trying to instill in these babies that they have some type of substance that's, you know, that's agreeable with the creator and the one who created them, and just, it, you know, molded right. You know, we can have some more gems and jewels out here that can help us in what we're going through. And I'm here in Indianapolis, Indiana. My email address is kingradcliffe@gmail.com, kingradcliffe@gmail.com. The mission is to make some laid-back music, and we need to talk about God more, you know what I mean? That's what's needed. You know, we done took God out of a lot of things, and that's why we having this mess that we created. So, you know, my responsibility is to talk about him and glorify him, and maybe I can help one of these babies out here, you know what I mean,
Not abuse them, not use them, help them, uplift them, carry them, drag them, do something. And it's all about the kids on my behalf. So I got a phone number, too, a cell phone, business number, 317-313-3573. Y'all can contact me there. And it's all about the kids on my behalf. I thank y'all for listening. And, you know, I made this for y'all. All this stuff I do is for y'all. So thank y'all. God bless you.
Yeah. I tell you what, again, huge honor to have you on the show. And we look forward to bringing you on again in the future. I had a real good time, and I learned a lot. I definitely want to leave by giving them champion one more last time. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Tune in this coming Monday, the 14th, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, 8 p.m. Central. Got Yuck Mouth coming back to the show. And, you know, if you just tuning in now, make sure you go to ugsforlife.com, download this episode, check out this amazing story that Caleb gave us tonight. We're out of here with Champion by Caleb.
Let's go. Prayer language is impeccable. Sounded like it's in Spanish, Indio. Copy of a praise of God for a second chance. Dancing in the spirit, love is a romance. Sweet savor, smell of the fragrance. Witnessing imperfection, barely confident. Expect to pick up air, I got the heritage. Springtime, bubble tea, feeling free. Definition of a champion is a king. Ask when it's king. Butterflies, blue chase. Christ is the only way. Truth and the life. Worship is a gift other than a sacrifice. Hoping that these babies make it to better days. Waiting to celebrate, concentrate, seek a gift. Standing on the rock, look at God. Singing to the broken, watching to the cloud. Walking on a mountaintop, looking at the raindrop. Shadow of the rainbow, silver line of the sunshine. Divine bloodline.
Fragmentation in my skeletal, a toe fable of an angel.